Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going down to Arizona, there are a lot of bad legislators in Arizona. They have a gerrymandered, illegitimate legislature just like we do here. Slight Republican majority down there, not as big as here. In the state Senate, there is a state senator, a woman named Wendy Rogers, who's very bad news, very, very bad news. And she came out with a startling proposal yesterday, She proposed that the entire Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, now that would be Phoenix, and Phoenix is a slightly Democratic city, but not overwhelming. A lot of those supervisors are actually her fellow Republicans. But she called for the entire Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and the executives of Dominion, a company that provides voting machines to some areas, be put in jail and solitary confinement, all of them. That's what she's proposed. Now, this is not the brightest bulb on the tree. Wendy Rogers is not the brightest bulb on the tree. But what set her off was that the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, including all the Republicans, condemned the Cyber Ninja audit, the crooked audit, corrupt audit, fraudulent audit, enabled by the Republican majority in the state Senate, especially Karen Fenn, who's the one we disclosed the other day, had privately told people in private conversations that she knew that the claim that there was fraud in the 2020 elections was itself a fraud, was false, that there's absolutely no basis for it, but she was going along with it because of political pressure. And then they turned the audit over to Cyber Ninja. That's one guy, by the way. This isn't a whole bunch of ninjas rappelling through the mountain in the James Bond movie on long ropes, coming down, shouting and wielding their swords. This is one ninja, and he ain't a ninja. He's a QAnon. He's a QAnon ninja. He made this ninja business up himself, and he brought in some people, all people absolutely unqualified to do any kind of audit. Well, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has refused their latest request to turn over more ballots, images of ballots, routers, and network locks. You know, you're not turning them over to experts, and you're not turning them over to experts who are certified to get them. The experts certified to get them are designated by the election commissioners, or perhaps by a judge, but not some guy who comes in a ninja outfit and goes, "I'm Cyber Ninja." And he hacks at the air and he goes, "Give me all your stuff." There's also the guy who shipped some of the stuff he got in an unmarked truck to Montana in some kind of a rural hut where said no trespassing, so you can't go on it. And nobody knows what he's doing with it. Nobody knows who's doing what to it. So the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors goes, okay, here's a resolution. We condemn this. We condemn this audit. And we're not going to turn this stuff over. Dominion is the one, it's a good company. And here's the irony. Dominion sells voting machines and technology in the United States and in Europe. A lot of their sales are in Europe. And in Europe, European countries are very satisfied. They're very good. And the irony of ironies is that in the United States, the areas that Dominion sells a lot of its products are in rural areas that Trump won. So in some of these urban areas that Trump lost, it wasn't even Dominion machines around the country. But they use Dominion because an easy word is kind of a neat word. Dominion, there's a portal that changes votes and all that. That hurt them in the marketplace by lying about that. And they've sued Fox News. They sued Trump and they've sued Giuliani and others for over $1 billion in damage to their company. Over $1 billion. And so as a result, Fox News has decided to shilly-shally, and they're starting to go, okay, well, there's no evidence that anything bad happened, except that they had run all the fraudulent statements for months and months. And that was what the damage was. You can't correct it by lying about somebody for a long period of time and then going at the end, well, I was lying. Here's the real truth. You don't do that in libel law, defamation law, in the Lanham Act, which is a federal statute where you can't lie in competition, basically, is what it says. For the cyber ninja crowd down there, Wendy Rogers is full frontal Trump. She's full frontal cyber ninja. And she shoots her mouth off. She just comes out and goes, well, I think the whole Maricopa County Board of Supervisors should be insulted, and not only in jail, solitary confinement, and so should the Dominion executives. Now, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors are reputable, honest public servants, and Dominion is a private company. You don't just have a public official like this is Russia or something, or China, or North Korea, or a jihadist country in the Middle East, or Africa or something, saying, okay, I think I'll just round up people I don't like and throw them in solitary confinement. It's America. She doesn't understand that. And there's damage to saying things like that. Because a lot of people out there who may agree with her on something may go, yeah, we should do that. That undermines democracy, undermines due process, undermines the rule of law. And to have somebody in the state Senate say that is very, very damaging. How do you get her out? You can recall her, but her constituents, apparently, if she can get away with saying that, these are some really gnarly constituents. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I will say. Now, is there a way for the Arizona legislature to throw her out? Probably. You think they are with a gerrymandered Republican majority? No. So this goes on. I say it. I report it here. The other people yawn. People in general aren't saying too much about it nationwide. I think people have got to start stepping up. They got to start speaking up. Say that what Wendy Rogers just did is un-American, hurting the country, part of the big lie in a very, very bad way. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And it's not going to stop until the Republican Party leadership starts attacking it. And the problem is the Republican Party leadership not only is not attacking it, the Republican Party leadership is saying things like that. They don't go right on and say so-and-so should be in solitary confinement, but they shoot their mouth off and they say there was fraud in the election, which is false. Little tidbit out of Alaska. I like Alaska. I've been there. I've been fishing for, I fish for halibut off the Kenai Peninsula. Go up there if you like to fish. It's really great. Sarah Palin has just announced, and she sort of sniffed around, she implied that she may run against Lisa Murkowski in that Senate race up there. And she said, if God wants me to do it, I will do it. Well, God doesn't want you to do it, okay? He really doesn't. If he wanted to, he'd let you know. This is coming right out of the back of her mind. Sarah Palin is out of her mind. If she ran against Lisa Murkowski, she'd lose. They have a strange election up there. It was not really by party. Everybody runs in a gigantic primary and the top two then run off. Sarah Palin's against Lisa Murkowski, she loses. If Sarah Palin knocks somebody else out who's strong, they're going to lose too. So stand by. It's a great state, very strange politics. Lisa Murkowski is the best they have standing up for our democracy. If Sarah Palin runs against her, there's going to be plenty to talk about on this station. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.